USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The governor of Arizona worries about the end of Title 42 this week and the anticipated border surge.
I'm afraid the federal government is unprepared to meet the demands of the expected influx.
The COVID-era policy was used to expedite deportations. The White House says it's doing everything it can to prepare.
We have multiple agencies and multiple countries working together to humanely manage the border when Title 42 public health order lifts on Thursday.
While federal resources are being rushed to the southern border, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre also cast blame on Congress for failing to pass comprehensive immigration reform. The Texas shopping mall shooter had a Russian social media page, and it's giving more of a glimpse into his mental state. Pictures show the huge pile of ammunition that he stockpiled before the shooting and the guns he used to murder eight people. The 33-year-old was apparently stalking the outlet mall in the Dallas suburb of Allen to find out when it was busiest. The driver arrested after a deadly crash near a bus stop in Brownsville, Texas, is facing multiple charges now. New rules for airline accountability are outlined by President Biden today.
The proposals include changes in the way passengers are compensated for controllable flight delays or cancellations.
If your flight is very delayed or canceled, and the airline could have prevented that from you deserve more than just being getting the price of your ticket. You deserve to be fully compensated.
Airlines would be required to offer compensation beyond just refunds, which would include the cost of hotel rooms, meals, and transportation.
Correspondent John Schaefer there. Disney is getting rid of reservation requirements at its parks in Florida. Guests will no longer need a reservation for date-based tickets at Disney World in Orlando, thanks to their own feedback. That will take effect at the beginning of 2024. This is USA News.
So, you need life insurance, right? Protection for your family? But who has time to meet with an agent? You're busy. But what if there was a better way? A way to protect your family, your loved ones, make sure you can send your kids to college, keep the family home, no matter what happens? Well, you can. With no agent visit, no medical exam, no blood work, none of the stuff that makes life insurance a hassle. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Ethos Life Radio is a 100% online buying platform for life insurance powered by Ethos. We match you after a simple online interview with a life insurance policy that matches your needs at the best price. EthosLifeRadio.com shops your policy to over 100 carriers instantly to get you the best price. And best of all, EthosLifeRadio.com is a marketplace. This is not a lead source. Your information will not just be sold with endless emails, calls, and texts. We give you the opportunity to buy life insurance online. Simple. In less than 15 minutes online. With no medical exam if you qualify. Do the right thing for your family today. Go to EthosLifeRadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is signing several bills that target China.
Florida makes it very clear, we don't want the CCP in the Sunshine State. We want to maintain this as the free state of Florida, and that's exactly what these bills are doing.
Those include bills prohibiting China and other totalitarian nations from buying land in Florida, as well as banning China-owned TikTok on state-owned devices and networks, and stopping university partnerships with counterparts in China. Two New York University students are dead after being shot in Puerto Rico. Officials say the two were innocent bystanders outside a bar where they were celebrating a friend's birthday. According to police, 29-year-old Franco Medina and 28-year-old Sergio Palmino Ruiz were fatally shot after a dispute erupted between the female suspect and a group of people at the bar. NYU says Medina and Ruiz were on a group trip with other students. Meantime, police are still looking for the woman who opened fire. Back stateside, the California Reparations Panel has approved payments of up to $1.2 million to every qualifying black resident in concept. The state's Reparations Task Force voted Saturday to recommend the cash payments and a formal apology. Lawmakers in California will now decide on whether to move forward with that plan. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit NoTimeToWait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.